This episode is brought to you by Sweet Vinyl Bake Shop. Sweet Vinyl Bake Shop creates wicked desserts for all, which includes a repertoire of cakes, pies, cheesecakes, and their famous boozy cupcakes. Using local brews and spirits, baking up a storm for Salt Lake City, you can find these boozy cupcakes at your favorite local breweries, distilleries, and coffee shops. Sweet Vinyl Bake Shop will also be at Brewstillery June 18th. Be sure to stop by and pair a cupcake with your adult beverage of choice. To order, send a DM to any of their social media platforms, Sweet Vinyl Bake Shop, or email them at sweetvinylbakeshop@gmail.com. Do not miss out on an opportunity, event, or holiday to let Sweet Vinyl Bake Shop bake for you. Until the next cupcakes, my friends. Listening to the Taste Masters, where we sit down and learn from artists within the world of craft beer, liquor, and various fermentation techniques. All right, guys, we are in the heart of Urban Sailor Coffee. Oh my God, what a great place, by the way. And gentlemen, listen, you have the coolest, like, simplest location. I love it. It's the best way I can put it. And it has my favorite color involved, red. Straight up.
Thank you.
So I have a co-host and a dear friend and a co-guest at the same time. You're three hats.
Wow.
Happy birthday to Mr. Scott Haley. Happy birthday, brother. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing well. It's great to be here.
What are you, 42 and a half? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, just turned 43.
No. My 51. Man.
51.
Happy birthday, dude.
Thank you.
Man. And then we got awesome cupcakes from Diaz, right?
I did. Yes, they are... very, very good. And chocolate, German chocolate, which is my favorite. So it was good that she made those for us.
And she destroyed it with coconut, which I appreciated.
Yes, me too.
So. Absolutely. So, Scott, you're the reason for this podcast today. So I want you to introduce our guest today in Urban Sailor Coffee. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Urban Sailor Coffee here in Sugar House is actually the new owner of Mindful Coffee, which I've worked for the last 4 years or so. And we're very excited to be a wholly owned subsidiary of Urban Sailor Coffee. It's keeping the Mindful Coffee going as is, and then working with Tyler and Archer, and having Tyler and Archer Anderson here part of the team, and me being part of their team.
Tyler, Archer, welcome to the show, brothers. How you doing?
Really good.
Very good, David. Thank you.
I like you guys so much. Thank you for the hospitality so far and the coffee. Archer, you make a killer coffee, by the way. I'm still sipping on this right now.
Thank you very much.
And then Tyler, you've been nothing but smiles and friendship, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And you wear goddamn cool hats and a cool shirt. You got a Tastemaster shirt on right now.
Yeah, classy.
I appreciate that. I was 100% classy. No, but Tyler, I want to get off the nitty gritty. I want to introduce yourself, if you will. Who are you? Before we get to how you owned Urban Sailor Coffee, who are you? Where you come from? What do you do?
I originally came from Canada. Grew up in Alberta, Canada.
Are we going to have Canadian jokes today?
We can.
Oh my God, I'm excited.
If we put on a hockey game, I promise I'll say A multiple times.
I love that.
Yeah, I moved down here like 20 years ago, so it's, you know, I claim Utah as a home now.
That's cool.
Moved away just briefly for 5 years to Seattle, came back and basically raised my kids right here in this neighborhood in Sugar House.
Oh, really? Archer, so you're from Sugar House, huh?
Well, I'm actually the one from Seattle.
You're the secret weapon, huh?
Yeah, secret weapon. There
I
you
got
go.
You.
They just turn out different. Yeah.
Yeah, he was pretty young when we moved back to Salt Lake, but yeah. He still claims Seattle.
How many kids do you have, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind at all. Four boys, and all of them work for Urban Sailor Coffee. So
look at you. So you opened a coffee shop knowing you have free labor.
Yes.
Yeah, that's genius.
Archer, I'm sorry, brother.
No, it's okay. It was my idea, too.
Archer, are you the oldest?
I'm the second oldest, actually.
Second oldest. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So what's it like working for your father, if you want my asking?
Well, you know, I guess we go back and forth as to who works for who. But
wow.
I'm only joking.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
You know, it's really good keeping the family close. You know, we've worked really well together throughout the years. And, you know, doing something for real like this doesn't feel any different. So...
I'm okay with that. This is awesome. Hell yeah. So, gentlemen, this place is really rad. It's really. So you guys have certain hours, correct? Let me get off the bat right now. So right now it's 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and it's closed. Yeah. What's your hours like right now at Urban Sailor?
Yeah, we're doing 7 to 3 on weekdays right now, and then 8 to 3 on weekends. And we may push it after Memorial Weekend. We're thinking about maybe going to 5 or 6. But when we opened up in December, we tried staying open until 5, and it was pretty dead from 3 to 5, so we decided to pull it back to 3.
Gotcha. But I guess Teutons aren't really coffee drinkers after 5, after 3, if you will?
Not a They're lot.
Drinking beer. Yeah, not as common.
They're drinking beer. Scott, that's a great segue. So what's the first? You have 4 beers in front of us today. So we have beers that have coffee within them, correct?
Correct.
And they have, do they all have Mindful coffee inside
They do not. 2 have Mindful, and 2 are without Mindful.
Okay, so which ones do you have in front of us?
So I have Salt Flats, the Brutiful Mind, which we've did a collab with Salt Flats Brewery late last year, and it is a coffee lager. We also have the Ono, which we did with Red Rock, and that has Mindful Life in it, mm-hmm. which is one of my favorite blends. And then I picked up a few growlers from a few friends today that you might know. Chad Hopkins.
Don't know him.
And excellent guy. Shane and Clay over at Keto's.
So which ones do they have inside those growlers?
So we have a stout from Chad Hopkins, which has the Bean Yard coffee.
That's your coffee?
No, Bean Yard.
Bean Yard, excuse me.
Yeah. And then we also have the barrel aged coffee that Keto's has on draft right now, and it is with La Barba.
Ooh, gentlemen, do you see one of those beers that you should open up? You know what? Let's open a Salt Flats beer real quick. Is that okay? You mind pouring that for us, Scott?
Yes.
So, gentlemen, are you both beer drinking connoisseurs, if you will?
I would say so, yes.
Arch, are you a beer drinker?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a beer drinker.
Do you like beer or cocktails?
I usually go for either whiskey cocktail or just whiskey straight.
Whiskey straight? What's your favorite whiskey?
Well, I'm a fan of High West, but that's probably not my favorite at this point. I would say something Canadian like Pendleton is always good.
But
like,
is that biased, just saying Canadian? Because deep down you like Canadian roots?
It's so like rooted in your heart, you know, you got to say.
We're sponsored by Canada.
Yeah, we're sponsored by Canada. Love it.
I wasn't going to make the first Canadian joke, but you totally did. I love that. So Archer, what High West whiskey you like the best?
The Double Rye.
Double Rye. Ooh, yeah. Good choice, my man.
Yeah.
Tyler, you like High West as well?
I'm a big High West fan myself, and I also like the Double Rye. We have some of the bourbon right now at home, but I would say my favorite whiskey right now is Weller Reserve.
Look at you.
I'm a fan.
Man, you guys have good taste. Tell you what. Scott, you're a bourbon drinker too, right?
I am. I have...
A whiskey drink, excuse me.
I have some Dented Brick at home right now.
Mm. Hey, their well whiskey's great.
And I also am a big fan of Pendleton. I used to live in Portland, Oregon, which they're made in Hood River.
Yep.
And as a bartender, I'd always ask people when they come in, I'm like, you're ordering Pendleton, where are you from? And usually it was Idaho, Oregon, or Seattle.
Yeah.
or Washington, I should say, so... but right now we have in front of you, we have the Brutiful Mind Amber Coffee Lager made by Brennan and Harry over at Salt Flats. And we did a collab with him. So we had our logo on there, which very proud of. One of the first times we've done a collab. And I think it's aged well. I'm curious what this tastes like. I haven't had one in probably 2 months. And unfortunately, they are sold out. But let's take a taste.
Let's do it. Have you guys had this before?
I haven't.
No.
Are you familiar with Salt Flats at all?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so this is their Deuce Coupe that was with, what do you remember what blend of coffee bean was in there? So I believe it was the
Ethiopian.
Ethiopian, yes. That's the exact one. So this has Mindful in it. So gentlemen, this is a coffee beer. So cheers.
Cool.
Cheers.
Ooh. Scott, what do you think?
I'm not getting the nose. Like, I don't really smell coffee on the nose, but the first taste and sip, I really, really enjoy. Definitely have some coffee in there.
Archer, what do you think about you? What's going on?
Yeah, no, I agree with Scott. Like, you know, you don't really get too much coffee with the nose, mm-hmm. but like that first initial flavor, like, yeah, I definitely get almost like that Ethiopian espresso.
Tyler, what do you think?
I like it. It's I think it's unusual to use an Ethiopian in a in a beer, at least from my experience. So it's kind of cool that it's a lighter roast that went into this one.
Would you have gone darker roast or a medium roast?
No,
or?
Actually, I think it's kind of neat that they used Ethiopian in here. Actually,
So have you guys put an Urban Sailor coffee inside of a beer yet?
Not yet.
No. Not yet.
We're looking forward to it.
Hey, gentlemen, let's go. Okay, yeah. So this one, I mean. Scott, this is part of your baby a little bit in a way.
It was,
so
Harry and I.
You thinking it's aged pretty well?
I do. I really do. I've talked to those guys before, actually the last couple of weeks and would love to get back on their schedule. I know they're extremely busy right now. We're actually doing a Firkin on Thursday, which I hadn't told Tyler yet, but they asked for some Mindful Coffee this morning, and they're going to do another coffee firkin before Harry gets out of here.
They're really good at doing firkins. Do you gentlemen know what a firkin is? Mm-hmm. Archer.
Maybe less familiar.
No worries. So basically a firkin is in a cask, if you will. So casks is like, what, 8 gallons of beer?
Yeah.
Tips on the sideways. What happens is you put secondary fermented beer inside of it. And what happens is you add ingredients to it, it has sugars inside of it, and it will re-ferment, if you will. So you can re-ferment with coffee, jasmine, you can throw whatever you want into it. And then you let it sit for like a week to 10 days, and it will kind of re-ferment a little bit because those sugars and the yeast is still there. It will pick up, and then you have this weird, funky beer. And But once you tap it, you got to drink it, So I think almost every Thursday Salt Flats is really good at doing firkins. But I think they've yet to empty one firkin. It's 10 gallons of beer, right? Yeah.
It's hard it's really to get that many guests there.
Yeah, it really is. But, I mean, I want to help them try to get that. We were there for the gummy worm one, right?
That was really cool.
They put a bunch of gummy worms inside of a firkin. And so it's like it was their Berliner Weiss, and then all of a sudden gummy worms. Yeah. And they served it with a cut of the gummy worm. Yeah. So it was
Archer's
garnished.
A big gummy worm fan.
Oh, yeah.
So you would have liked that one. The next time, Archer, when they do something like that, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
But I think firkins and coffee are great because you can play with the blends faster and in different ways.
I do. I agree. And I think the one thing we've talked about is maybe experimenting with a little bit more coffee in the next version, get a little bit more of that nose. But again, it's a great beer. It's a light beer. I know Harry drank it a lot. I think when he was skiing this winter, it's a good drinkable beer when you're on the slopes. And, we came out with Brutiful Mind working with their team out there and very excited that we did that. And we're also working right now currently on a barrel age red that they're doing.
Oh,
so that'll be part of
secrets,
Mindful soon. No date yet.
I'm okay with that. So let's go back to Tyler. I got more questions for you, my man.
Yeah.
So tell us the birth of Urban Sailor Coffee. I got two questions off that. Where the hell did you come with Urban Sailor? There's no sailors in Utah, as far as I know.
There's some, but
where?
Well, there's not many.
And then how's this baby become to fruition?
Yeah, let me answer the second question first. Basically, the way I kind of like to describe it or think about it is, I've thought about doing a coffee shop for a long, long time. I got into coffee shops in Seattle, back in the 90s. Kind of been a connoisseur, and when I travel, I like to go to wherever the top-rated coffee shops are in any city. And then during the pandemic, for a brief period, Archer was furloughed from his job as a bartender and a barista and moved back into the house with me. And I think we were doing a puzzle or whatever we were doing during COVID and started brainstorming on, hey, could we do something different? And decided to try just the motorcycle coffee thing. And we decided to start with just a mobile coffee cart and see if it even worked and see if people kind of would dig the kind of coffee that wanted.
Mobile coffee, huh?
Yeah, mobile.
So would you put it in like a sidecar?
Yeah, basically we built out a walnut countertop on top of the sidecar of a motorcycle. And then kind of hit all the tanks and all the electricals and all the plumbing that we needed inside the sidecar, and then hooked up a small handmade espresso machine that we bought out of Italy, and it worked.
That's super cool. That's so cool. I want one of those. Can I just buy one of those? Can you sell mobile coffee shops?
We don't. We've been asked quite a few times. We spent a good bit of time kind of figuring out how to build this one. And once we did it, we were like, I don't know if we're going to do another one after this. But maybe. I mean, never say never.
So is that the mobile coffee cart? Is it still mobile?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's right outside, actually.
Oh, that's the one outside. Like, that's still working.
Yeah, we ride it to events, too. It's a working motorcycle. We don't. It's not
get
just a prop.
Out of here. No way.
Yeah.
So are you guys secretly motorcycle nerds, like fans, fanatics?
Yeah, a little bit.
I would say that's kind of was the part of the impetus is we had like six motorcycles in the garage, and we loved coffee, and we wanted to find a way to merge them.
Hey, so where I brew at Strap Tank in Utah County is they're motorcycle heavy. So the Strap Tank motorcycle was made in 1918.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's from Harley, right?
Right.
We have two replicas inside of Strap Tank, and there's only a handful of replicas ever. And my owner owns the, I believe, the biggest motorcycle museum this side of the Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
And so, I mean, if you guys want to nerd out. Come down
the,
my
way. The one in Springville.
Springville, correct.
Yeah, no, we've been. It's nice. Really cool.
And so Strap Tank is, you know, known for motorcycles. So if he had this idea for a mobile, I can just see a mobile coffee thing going on, or a mobile beer thing going on. If that was legal in Utah, game over.
No, totally. And we've kicked around the idea of putting a tap on a second one for either, you know, cold brew coffee or beer.
Cold brew all day. Yeah, Tyler, just do it. Don't ask permission. Just do it. See what happens. I love that. So go back to the name of Urban Sailor. Where did that come from?
Yeah. So I'll try to be really quick about it because it's kind of a long story. But I lived in Seattle, had a really close friend named Drew that we used to rock climb together. Drew worked in boats. He like worked on yachts and boats and things like that in Seattle. He got his hands on a beat up boat that got damaged in a storm and got a deal on it. And he bought it and made it into his house, parked it on Lake Union, which if you know Seattle, Lake Union is right by downtown Seattle. So it's like where Sleepless in Seattle was shot and stuff. Anyway, the boat couldn't really go out into the open water because it didn't have a mast. It was missing things. But we would basically drink beer on that boat at night and sometimes take it out and cruise around. And we called ourselves Urban Sailors for not leaving the city.
That's really cool. That's super cool. I like that.
And we thought it fit with the motorcycle theme because we actually finished the wood on our motorcycle with boat finish. And we kind of drove it around downtown a lot. And so we thought it kind of matched up.
I feel like an urban sailor nowadays is a motorcycle.
Right.
Like on the road, a sailor on the road. That kind of makes sense.
It's kind of like a philosophy, you know, feeling that wind in your face and that feeling of freedom. You know, I feel like anyone that chases after that in their life could consider themselves a sailor.
Yeah. And Archer, do you own your own bike?
I mean, I've owned a couple in the past, and primarily the coffee shop is now my ride. But I would say I'm going to be saving up for another one coming up pretty soon. Hopefully maybe this winter.
Hey. You'll see. So is there a nickname for the mobile Urban Sailor coffee ride?
I don't know.
No, I mean, I suppose we just call it the bike or, you know, the motorcycle shop. You know, there's a... It's too cool to simplify to just one word or one name.
I mean, you guys are Canadian, so I feel like it should be a Canadian term for it.
You know what? Maybe we'll come up with one before the next podcast that we're on.
Done.
Yeah, there we go.
Done. I'm keeping you guys to it. So, Scott, you've been secretly working behind the scenes, and you poured us something. What happened here?
I did. So we are going to try the Keto's barrel-aged coffee cream with La Barba. I have not tried this beer yet. This is one of the beers that I have not tried yet. So... Everyone, see what you think.
I think better nose than the last one.
Yeah.
Do we know what kind of coffee was in this from La Barba?
I do not.
I like the coffee on this one better.
Yeah. Interesting.
This one tastes a little bit...
Barrel age, so I thought we would do this one and then try the stout, and then we can go to the Ono, which is also another barrel age beer, about a little over 10%. So this is 5%. You can currently get it at Keto's.
I feel like they put vanilla in this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
That's what I'm getting too.
Like I got the cream almost. Vanilla, yeah. From the cream, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so clear, you know?
You like that one?
Yeah.
Did you imagine it being more dirty?
I was thinking that. I mean, I get... You know, with that vanilla, almost like pina colada, like something fruity, tropical almost, like, but...
It reminds me a little bit of that Strap Tank we did with the coffee cream out with Julia.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good. It was light, and it was very similar in color, nose.
Yeah, it was. Very similar. Good choice, brother. I like this.
I do get the barrel age on the nose.
I like get a little woodiness, like a smoked woodiness on it.
Yeah.
Mm. Slight. It's not
and
like...
I don't know what they age it in either. Fortunately,
I'm curious.
I kind of want to do a little, you know, sharing of our friends out there, but not really get too much information and just, you know, taste some good beers with coffee today.
Give them all their secrets.
Yeah.
Tyler, you guys are now part of Mindful Coffee, or I guess Mindful Coffee is now part of Urban Sailor. So walk us through this transaction that happened.
So I met Tyler and Archer last fall at the Avenue Street Fair.
Yeah.
We were there doing the street fair with coffee and cold brew, and people were like, we're looking for espresso drinks. I'm like, well, there is another coffee booth down the road. And so I finally walked down there and was introduced to them, and they came down our booth later. And then I've known of these guys since I got wind that they were going to open a coffee shop in Sugar House, and then met them this spring. And it just seemed like a right fit with what Tyler was looking to do. We were looking to potentially roast his own beans and get into a potential second store. And we have a roaster. And so talked to Larry, and, you know, it kind of made sense and timing for he and his business and family. And I kind of let it go. And then I got word that it was going to be a done deal. So I have taken on the role to continue the sales process, to work with Tyler and Archer and their family and keep the Mindful name growing, and eventually see where Urban Sailor goes with Mindful.
So what does that mean for Mindful Coffee?
Right now, that means nothing. I mean, we're still the same. Tyler learned from Larry. If you taste beans that he roasted versus what Larry did 2 months ago, I can't taste a difference. So Larry's mentored Tyler and Archer, I believe, and a few of his other sons, and they've really taken that to keep it independent. So if you think about a merger or a wholly owned subsidiary, a lot of times you'll keep two brands going for a while to see where it goes.
That's interesting. So Tyler, what's it like to have, or why Mindful? Why did you give two shits about Mindful Coffee?
Well, I mean, we were just drinking a beer that has La Barba in it, and I've talked to several of the local roasters, including Thomas at La Barba and Idle Hands and others, about doing a collaboration. And when Larry reached out to me, I thought it was mostly around that, like we'd kicked around the idea of doing a collaboration and just maybe working on a blend that was for Urban Sailor Coffee. When he told me that he had another opportunity that came up that he was really excited about, and that he had decided to sell his roasting equipment and the roasting brand and business, I got excited about the opportunity and about, you know, the chance to learn roasting, you know, from him and things like that. And so we started that process a few months back, and it was great timing and a great opportunity for us to learn from someone that's been doing it really well for 5 years, and be able to keep his brand going the way that he built it.
So had you roasted beans before then?
I hadn't.
So then you learned basically from the ground up how to roast beans.
Yeah.
And how to pick them out and then roast them.
Yeah.
Is it hindered or added to your repertoire, if you will?
Oh, I think it's already adding a lot to our repertoire. We've jumped in kind of feet first, and we've been studying, you know, books from Scott Rao, who's one of the gurus in the industry of roasting, and consulted with some of the top people. It's exciting because we're already starting to, we're going to kind of approach it as keeping Mindful Coffee and keep doing exactly the formulas and the roasting profiles that Larry built for the blends that he built. And then we're going to do a little bit of experimenting with the Urban Sailor brand when we get to the point where we can start trying some things that haven't been done at Mindful Coffee before.
I like that. So, Archer, what's it like to learn how to roast alongside your father?
Well, you know, it's definitely a really worthwhile opportunity. I think that the roasting process is super exciting and just a completely new page to the coffee industry for us, at least. And you know, I'm really excited to see where we start taking this, and going back to that experimentation, that's something that excites me a lot. You know, just kind of going at it and seeing what awesome blends we can come up with.
That's right, because you were a bartender and barista before this, right?
Yeah.
So where were you bartending at?
Yeah. So I have restaurant experience for the past 6 or 7 years, and I worked as a barista for Red Butte Cafe up on Foothill, or former Red Butte Cafe. Unfortunately, they were lost to the pandemic. And then I transitioned over, sticking with the Pub Corporation, to Desert Edge, which has also brought two of the beers to us today. And so I was at Desert Edge for better part of 3 years at least.
Oh, hell yeah.
Both as a barista, and then once I turned 21, they kind of upgraded me to a bartender, and because I voiced my excitement at that type of opportunity, and the pandemic kind of put a lot into perspective. So touching both those jobs were fantastic, but I've worked at about three other restaurants in downtown Salt Lake, and done catering at different events. So culinary and restaurant management has been my primary focus. So
you are kind of comfortable when your dad's like, hey, let's be a partner. We're going to open up this coffee shop. You're kind of comfortable with like, oh yeah, I got this.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're kind of the face. Let's be real.
Well,
I mean, look at you. You're the handsome one out of us four.
That's unfortunate, but
like, but when you went from baristing to bartendering,
yeah,
was that a huge jump for you, or was it very simple? Just you added one more ingredient, alcohol, if you will.
Well, you could see it like that. I mean, I would say working with craft drinks, whether that's coffee focused or alcohol focused, you know, beer, wine, they're all fairly similar in the aspect of, you know, trying to provide that really high quality experience for someone.
Yeah.
So I feel like flavors and food have been something that have really drawn my attention, and the transition from being a barista to a bartender was just learning the new ingredients and how best to put them together.
I like that. So looking at, because you've been in Utah most of your life, correct?
Yes.
So looking at, now that you're, I mean, you are of age to drink craft beer, have you noticed the craft beer scene inside of Utah?
You know, I would,
was it fairly still, new to you?
I would still consider myself a bit of a novice to that. You know, working for Urban Sailors definitely kept me pretty busy, and, you know, I'm not too much of a night person anymore, unfortunately, but
I mean, you got a lot of coffee. You could be a night person. Yeah, you could be a 24-hour person if you wanted to be.
Oh, yeah. It makes getting up in the morning a little hard. But, you know, it's something that still excites me a lot. You know, being a bartender introduced me to a bunch of different ways of trying different beer as well as, like, cocktails and kind of broadening my view with that. And I would say I'm still not a huge drinker per se, but I love the flavor aspect of it, the dabble of it, the pairing of beer and food.
See, that's my kryptonite is pairing. You can pair wine and cheese pairings. Sent me down this rabbit hole of just,
it's all about the experience.
It really is. So you've seen the coffee, the beer, the wine, cause you've been in the industry for a second.
Yeah.
And you've had your foot in the door. So in my opinion, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, I think craft beer in Utah is the biggest. Yeah, then you'd probably go craft distilling and then craft everything else, i.e. kombucha, sake, right? And then you got crafted coffee.
Yeah.
You guys are in cider. I think cider's down there too.
Cider's down.
Cider's very, there's only 1, 2, 3 cideries in Utah, right? Yeah. 3 cideries in Utah? So being very minute, coffee's a world-renowned, everyone fucking drinks it.
Yeah.
And I think it's growing in Utah, and I feel like I can't go every day without a cup of coffee. So what's it like to have crafted coffee in Utah for you gentlemen?
Yeah, I can speak maybe to that for a second. Having moved here from the Pacific Northwest and then continued to work for West Coast companies, both in the Pacific Northwest and in LA, I felt like, although there were, you know, some really good coffee shops here in Salt Lake already, that there was room for more specialty coffee shops that were really focused on the whole experience, the quality of the coffee, the experience. And so, you know, it just felt like there was room for more, especially here in Sugar House. We felt like there was room for another great coffee shop. Sugar House Coffee has been here forever. I moved here in 1990 and it was already here.
Wow.
And Coffee Garden as well was there. Mm-hmm. And so I've frequented those two coffee shops for a long time. But I felt like, you know, with all the people moving into the state, there was room for more.
I'm appreciative of that. And I'm glad you guys are here because you guys are creating your own brand, your own name.
Yeah.
So on that note, Tyler, what can Urban Coffee do to enhance this beautiful community?
You know, I feel like it's been really fun for me. I've worked in technology for most of the last 25 years, and most of those companies I've worked for have been on the coast. And although I've lived in Salt Lake and specifically in this neighborhood of Salt Lake since 2003, I didn't really feel like I was really part of this community that much until this last year. And I just feel like it's been really fun to create a space that my neighbors and friends can come and gather and a place that they can feel like they can hang out and that they can call their own. And, you know, we're obviously focused on the quality of what we're doing with the coffee and everything. But I've been probably pleasantly surprised by just how much of a community feeling that I get from this, and including your event the other night. That was really cool. Like just being able to be around some of the other brewmasters and things like that, that in the local community, I, I just think it's exciting to be able to meet all the movers and shakers in this part of the community.
Well, that's the thing, and thank you. I'm glad you were there because you got to see an opportunity where, and it I almost brought me to tears. Where under one roof we had an enormous collection of legends. If you were, we had brewmasters, sake. We had everyone there, and basically it was the community that came together and just there were no. We're not here to put on a show. We're not here to serve. We're not here. We're just here to be us. And hang out. And the fact that you're a part of that is beautiful and was beautiful. So thanks for coming for that. But you guys are included in that. Just because you're coffee doesn't mean you're not a part of the brewing industry. What happens is you guys, just like Scott's been doing, is you guys can get your product inside of this beer. Like I said earlier, I think craft beer is the biggest when it comes to like the craft beverage scene. That's my opinion.
I agree.
So if cider and coffee are towards the, you know, tail end of appreciation, what's the easiest way to get urban coffee into the public eye? I think putting it in craft beer, that's just a no-brainer for me.
Yeah, we like that idea a lot.
So
yeah.
Has that happened yet?
No, that has not happened yet. But, you know, that sounds like a really worthwhile opportunity.
And you're open for the idea.
Yeah, we're
like
totally open to it. In fact, we're going to be ordering green beans, you know, specific to the Urban Sailor coffee brand this spring and summer. And the plan is that we're going to be experimenting with that. And we're hoping that, you know, once we get that really dialed in, that we can work with one of the local brewers
because you want to experiment on it first before you just launch an idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I really appreciate that, by the way. If you could... Name me three brewers or distillers you guys would like to do a collaboration with.
Ooh. Wow. Well, our roasting business is in the back of the Mountain West Hard Cider building, as you probably know.
Yeah.
We took the Hans Kombucha space, so we're friends with those guys too. So obviously we're right next door to the Red Rock, beer store. And so, you know, we're fans of Red Rock. I've drank a lot of Elefino over the years.
And they just went into cans? Game over. Yeah. I'm in trouble.
Love that.
That's anyway.
So, yeah, I mean, I would definitely list them. I'm also a big fan of TF. I love what they're doing. Albion Triple is one of my faves. I mean, honestly, I'm learning to really appreciate some of the stuff that I'm getting from Keto's and from Strap Tank. I hadn't really tried a whole lot of Keto's or Strap Tank until probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, and I'm digging everything that I'm trying.
Hell yeah. What about you, Archer? Is there someone you can think of?
Going back to my experience at Desert Edge, them using some coffee that we've used.
Yeah. I like that.
That would be a kind of cool way to just bring it all around, but... I'm a big fan of Two Row as well.
Archer throwing some curveballs. I love this.
Yeah. Feeling Hazy's been in our fridge a few times. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Good beer.
Another one. Last one. Can you think of one more? If not, that's cool.
I would see what Fisher's up to.
Archer, you're nailing us at the park right now. Yeah. I like this.
Here's a fun fact. We found an old bottle of Fisher in our wall of our house when we remodeled it. It was built in 1955. And we believe, I took it down to Fisher, and we believe that was a 1955 bottle that one of the workers left in the wall.
Wow. Get out of here. Yeah, what did they say about that?
We gave it to them, and it's on their shelf. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
No way. I'm going to take a picture with that. Let's hit the boys up and see what's up with that.
Yeah.
I secretly want to crack that open, but you don't want to crack it open. I wish you could wine thief it in a way, right?
Was it empty or full?
Actually, it was empty. Yeah, it was empty.
Oh, boo. Yeah.
I didn't mean to ruin the whole vibe, but
it's all right.
I got to be honest.
Yeah. It would probably taste like shit anyway. Yeah. 70 plus old.
We gave it to him empty.
I should.
She drank it first, and then you give it to him. I see you.
I should give a shout out to Epic, because I felt like I left them out, and I'm probably leaving a bunch out too, but Epic.
There's so many. I mean, you could do a collaboration with anyone. That's the thing I'm really trying to push is we are in a vast and an incredible community, but I feel like collaboration is what makes our voice even more powerful.
Yeah.
Not just one of us, but let's at least two of us, maybe three of us. Let's do collabs. I love the Pink Boots collabs. Those are my favorites. Because it gets all the women in the industry. You don't have to be a brewer. You can be in the industry. You get together. You make a beer. It's that simple.
Yeah.
So I feel like you guys should do something where it's like let's all roast a bean together. Let's roast us, you know, something.
That's a good light. That's a great
together.
Idea.
It's not just, it doesn't have to be one, you know, coffee for a beer. Let's just roast it together.
Yeah.
And that's going to bring people together as well.
Love it.
Have you thought about a Pink Boots roasting event?
It's definitely something to think about.
I think it's something
We should
worth dabbling in.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just going off my mind right now. Too many questions. I had one random question for you, gentlemen. So I just found out about white coffee the other day.
Oh.
So do you guys do white coffee here at Urban Sailor?
Well, no. I don't say that we do. I mean, white chocolate mocha. But
that's the whitest you got?
That's the whitest I got.
I found this out, right? It's kind of a healthier bean, less bitter bean, but more caffeine inside of it.
Right.
Where did you find it?
General manager brought it to us. He ordered it off Amazon. It's a white coffee bean that came through, and it tasted very, very nutty, very nutty. Hmm. And it supposedly had more caffeine inside of it. I wasn't a fan. I mean, I wasn't a fan of how I made it. I made it through a Keurig. Wouldn't recommend that. No. which I want to ask you guys. Archer, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah.
Are you a pour-over fan, a French press fan, or a drip coffee fan?
Ooh. I mean, let's see. I'm spoiled. I have an espresso machine at home. Like, that's usually my go-to.
So espresso all day.
Do a shot of espresso real quick. But if I had to pick, I love pour-over. I love drip as well. I'd probably go in that order. And what was the other one you said? French press?
French press.
Nah, I don't do that.
Wow, are you shooting down the French press?
Oh, I mean, like, we have it. But, you know, it's not really my cup of tea.
Cup of coffee.
There you go.
I got you. Scott.
I am a pour over
guy. Are you a French press pour over drip coffee guy?
I'm a pour over.
Have you ever done anything besides pour over?
Oh, yeah. I have a French press.
I feel like you're the pour over
espresso
king.
Machine. I do it all, too. But like Archer said, they're all really good. But my go-to is use my burr grinder in the morning, get that 198 water kettle going.
Can you
going.
Record this for me one of these days? I want to watch this. I want to see the Scott Haley...
I'll set it up.
With soggy eyes, just trying to figure this out.
Yes.
Tyler, same question.
I'm going to be controversial and say I actually just love drip coffee.
What's controversial about it?
Well, I probably should say like, I want to spend the time doing a pour over. And I do that once in a while, but I've got such a good drip coffee machine. It's made by this company up in Portland called Ratio.
Stop.
And it kind of mimics a pour over. It has like a shower head that kind of does this circular bloom thing.
I need
and
this.
And so I push the button and it does my pour over.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a lazy pour over.
It's a lazy pour over.
I'm okay
with
that. Because right now I'm a fan of the French press because here's my debate, gentlemen. Okay. I'm going to woo you over with this because you get the coffee beans and you are squeezing the goddamn beans to get everything out of the beans.
Yeah.
Boom. I want everything from that, right?
Yeah.
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 So if I'm going to make wine, I want everything from the grapes.
If you're about pressure, you should be an espresso guy.
Yeah.
Archer, we're going to talk after this. Well, gentlemen, on that note, we're going to take a quick break.
Great.
And then we'll come back because I have some surprises for you. That
sounds
good?
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you.
Cheers. A quick shout out to one of our most supportive sponsors, Hopkins Brewing Company. Located within the heart of Sugar House at 1048 East, 2100 South in Salt Lake, Hopkins has a wide variety of awesomeness, such as trivia nights on Tuesdays, incredible local live jazz Wednesday and Thursday nights, small batch beers on Friday, made by a local legend of a brewer, Matt Yeager, and brunch on the weekends. Hopkins is the place to be. They got awesome swag. You gotta go. All their food and beers made from scratch with local and sustainable ingredients. While visiting Hopkins and upon checkout, use the code TASTEMASTERS to receive 15% off your ticket order, excluding alcohol, of course. That's right. Use the code TASTEMASTERS to receive 15% off one of the hottest spots in Utah. All right, Scott, what beer did you just pour us?
So this is the beer from Hopkins Brewing. It is the Trifecta Stout. It's American Stout. Features three of the most loved dark beer adjuncts, coffee, chocolate, and flaked oat. And it's a cold brew with the bean hole. I think I said the bean yard earlier, so I apologize. The bean hole. So I'm looking forward to trying it.
Let's try it, gentlemen.
Definitely get some coffee on the nose.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you think, Archer?
No, I definitely get the coffee more with this one, too.
It's got a real sweetness.
Yeah.
So do you guys pick up the kind of the bitterness from the coffee?
Hmm. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Could be from the hops as well, but you get that bitterness kind of in the tail end of it. The trifecta, you said, Scott, this is called? So, Tyler and Archer, I do this quite a few times, but we're doing a technique called beer stockeln or beer stabbing, beer poking. So I'm currently in the Urban Sailor Coffee household. I'm have an open flame right now trying to I'm going to show you guys what's going to change the aspect of the beer. It's going to totally, you'll see the difference of it. So remember that first sip? You know what, guys? Take another sip real quick. Yeah. See what happens. All right, you guys ready to hold this beer out in the middle for me? All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Definitely different nose.
Yeah. All right, boys, what do you smell? What do you taste? Mm. And the foam will be warm, but the beer will be cold, so don't worry about just throwing it back.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Definitely changed it.
Oh, yeah. Made it creamy.
Yeah,
very creamy. Yeah, that's good.
It's like creamier,
it's like
smoother.
A cold brew we had earlier.
Yeah. It does remind me of cold brew now.
So, gentlemen, what do you think about it?
I like it better. Yeah, I kind of improved it. Yeah,
no, that was a bit better. I mean, just seeing the effect too, the vapor coming off that, it kind of was reminiscent of like a smokiness, and you know, you kind of get that at the nose as you approach it too.
But look at you guys' head. You have look at what we're sitting. It's got like its own. You guys were talking about the nitro earlier.
Yeah.
But it gives it like a nice thick head.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's cool.
It's like a Guinness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
But that bitterness I was telling you guys about earlier
disappeared.
Do you guys taste it?
No, it disappears.
No, it's gone.
What? Magic. Crazy. Magic. Magic. Magic.
Stabbing.
Stabbing beers, man. I kind of want to do this with the Ono secretly, but I don't know if I want to ruin that beer.
Yeah, I would say I would prefer not to. There's no more of that beer left. Although Andrew was filling some barrels today. He sent me some pictures. So,
but gentlemen, cool little trick, right?
Very cool.
So is there a way we can do this with coffee? Kind of like a party trick in a way?
Yeah.
Because coffee doesn't have residual sugars, but coffee with... I mean, a lot of steamed milk. You do a lot of milk, right? Whole milk?
Probably the closest thing I would do is smoke a cinnamon stick. With coffee, I know you can do that with whiskey, and so it'd be a similar process there, or maybe citrus. Like, same element of heat, though.
Mm. Archer, we're going to do a little urban coffee, coffee stockeling.
Yeah, I like it.
What's wrong with that? That's really cool. Because then you guys would have like kind of a... Because I like Prohibition, the bar in Salt Lake, downtown Salt Lake, or I guess southern Salt Lake.
Yeah.
But they have... The coolest ways to make cocktails. They have the sexiest, if you will, eye-appealing, right?
Fashion place.
And so I feel like, I'm not trying to sell you guys out, but if you guys had something like a party trick like that, Urban Coffee would only have this place that no one else has.
No, I like that idea. I think that's becoming a bit of a thing with craft coffee is people using different ingredients to make cocktails, like using cold brew in an alcoholic cocktail and things like that. And so that'd be fun.
Because you guys were talking about experimenting earlier. So doing experimental ideas where kind of urban coffee pops and you only get at this location, that'd be really cool. Which, speaking of which, you were telling me earlier, Scott, that Mindful Coffee will be available at Urban Sailor Coffee?
That is correct. So prior to COVID and the shutdown, Larry and I had been looking at trying to find a retail space and open up a Mindful Coffee shop somewhere to serve coffee drinks, espresso, and to sell our bags of coffee, whole bean. And so when I met Tyler, first thought I had was, besides introducing to Larry about the roaster and taking over Mindful, was, oh, how great would it be if we can have our bags here for our local customers, especially ones in a sugar house or close to downtown, easy access to I-80, be able to come in and buy our beans, whether they're doing a subscription or just want more beans on the weekend. I mean, you know, we could get hit up all the time where people were like, hey, I ran out. Can you grab some coffee and deliver it, you know, on the fly? And so, of course, I will do that. I definitely don't want our clients having to go to Smith's or Harmon's and buying other beans, although it does happen. But yeah, so I'm super stoked about that. And the other thing that Tyler and I talked about when I first met him as well was potentially getting a liquor license for this place. So yeah. If they do move forward and have a restaurant with a liquor license, what we're talking about with the stabbing and drinks and cocktails would be really cool to do with our coffee.
You guys would have an endless amount of what you can do and can't do. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow. That push for that, Tyler.
Yeah. We went so far as to hire someone to measure the distance to Sugar House Park to make sure we were the right distance. And we were. So,
yeah.
So it we've already jumped a few hoops, but
yeah. Good. I'm okay. I'm totally okay with this.
Me too.
With that, you were talking about having Mindful Coffee here 7 days a week. So, Tyler Archer, how often are you guys open? What's your hours here at the Sugar House location? You only have one location, correct?
Yeah. Correct.
So what's the hours like here?
Yeah, so currently the hours, we're open every single day, you know, Monday through Sunday. Let's see. We are open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the weekdays, and then on the weekends, we're open at 8 to 3 as well.
I like this. Do you guys have a drive-through by chance?
No drive-through. We're a sit-in and take-out coffee shop.
You can. One of the things, we got the Toast system, which a lot of people are fans of. We are too. And you can, from our website, order ahead.
Cool.
It's pretty cool because even our food items are updated. So if an item is sold out, it's not on the it's not on the menu when you do the takeout order.
So what is your website for those who want to know how to order Urban Sailor Coffee on the go?
I'm glad you asked. It's urbansailorcoffee.com.
Very simple. I love that. Thank God. And whether products do you guys have besides just coffee? Do you guys have anything else besides coffee?
We sell.
You said food. Right?
Yeah, we do Stephen Smith tea out of Portland, includes chai. We also have Soul Chai, which is also out of Oregon. They have connections to Utah, but they're just really, really good chai.
Oh, cool.
We do hot chocolates, and then we have pastries from three different bakeries.
Local bakeries?
Local bakeries, yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, really good bakeries, and we love our baking partners, and we even have gluten-free baking options as well.
Do you have vegan options as well?
We do. Yeah, we do.
Which are? If you want to name
primary,
a couple?
Primary, we have a vegan lemon loaf that's been very popular.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, that one's fantastic. We could actually sample that if you'd like. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's from Eats Bakery, and we're really big fans of what they do.
Oh, fantastic. Do you guys do collaborations with these bakeries that supply you?
We do. In fact, what's interesting is one of our bakeries that we work with is Granary Bakehouse, and Granary serves Mindful Coffee. And so we were partners before we were partners. So that was exciting when we kind of brought those two worlds together.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Do you guys have merchandise?
We do.
Is there your cool ass logo on a shirt or a hat?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's one of our strengths. I think we feel like we are pretty good at branding. So we've put our kind of primary and our secondary logo on a lot of things, including hats, t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, water bottles,
beanies. We got it all. We got stickers.
We probably have dog merch this summer.
Yeah, we got.
is Urban Sailor a dog friendly?
Very friendly. Yeah,
we're very dog friendly.
I'm okay with this.
How can you not be with the park being so close?
Right, absolutely. Yeah. Not that close because we have the license.
No,
Exactly.
No, but I like you guys' both logos. I love the one with the sidecar and the coffee cup the sidecar. That's genius, by the way. And then your basic one with just the red and the anchor.
Yep.
Yeah. Duh. Like, I think simple is better sometimes. My wife tells me that all the time when I'm trying to dress up nice. She goes, simple is better. Oh, shit. Right?
It's true.
So, Scott, you just opened our last beer today to try.
I did.
From Red Rock. So, go ahead.
This is Red Rock. So, Andrew, who brews at Red Rock, hit me up around the holidays, end of the year, and we delivered some beans for them to try. As Tyler said earlier, Red Rock is right next door to Mountain West Hard Cider where we roast. And so we have a good relationship with them and definitely want to get Urban Sailor in there doing some different blends with the Urban Sailor name. But this is called the Ono Imperial Stout. It is a aged in bourbon barrels and coffee and coconut. If you look at the bottle, and it is a 10.5% beer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Archer, so, watch out.
Well, it's a big We'll Uber three blocks
no,
on.
It's all right.
But I think it's got some great notes. I think they did a great job. And I think these barrels were aging for a year, a little over. So
can we stab this, Scott?
No. You want. I don't. Because there's nothing left. I have one bottle left I want to keep for
that
6 months.
That nose is fantastic. So good, yeah. Can I be biased right now?
Coconut, for sure.
Are you a fan of the coconut, Archer?
I'm a fan of the coconut, just like the cupcakes.
Oh, yes.
Those cupcakes were
shout out
not
to
Diaz.
Diaz.
Have we done an Urban Sailor coffee cupcake yet?
We need to. I've been wanting to introduce Tyler. Yeah. They met the other night at the Tastemaster event that we did at Keto. So hopefully new things to come. But
yeah,
Sweet Vinyl made some great German chocolate cupcakes today. And they had the Baltic Porter from Saltfire. So shout out to them for another great beer
Saltfire
locally.
Great beer.
That Diaz has been working with. And we appreciate her business and collab. So thank you, Diaz.
God bless Diaz. Gentlemen, what do you think about this one?
This is wonderful.
I'm a bourbon fan, so this is, yeah, this is a winner.
A Canadian bourbon fan.
Well, yeah. And
I haven't tasted
and
it yet.
American.
And I know it's aged a little bit, but I think doing the barrel age with Keto's, you obviously with the notes, when you tasted it, you could taste the barrel obviously the bourbon that was in the barrel. And I haven't tried it yet, but what do you get some bourbon?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You get the aged bourbon in it, I think. Like that slight woodiness to it. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting a lot of stone fruit. Like not fig, but slight plum character.
I can see that.
Stone fruit is what I get.
Stone fruit.
Yeah. Which I love. I would destroy this beer.
Yeah.
Man, this is fantastic. But Tyler, this is what I want to talk to you about in Archer. Being the owners of Urban Coffee, Urban Sailor Coffee,
there you go.
But
there you go.
This is an example of how you guys can put a coffee, one of your guys' coffee blends into a beer, and it can be fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Whether it's aged, not aged, but we've tried four different beers with local coffee inside of it.
Yep.
You gentlemen have the opportunity to do that and to personify your footprint inside this community. And I'm speaking for Scott right now, but I think you guys need to shoot for that because it would help not only make Urban Sailor a name, but you could enhance this community that much better.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's great. Yeah. But you guys have tried it. Which one have been your favorite? Ty, let's start with you. Which one's been your favorite? Now that there's a bad one, but out of the four we've tried today, which one's been your favorite to very enhance what coffee can do to the beer?
This last one, this Ono, I think, because I can really taste the coffee and I think it complements some of the other flavors, this is probably my favorite. I did like the first one we tried a lot too, the Brutiful Mind. I thought was really interesting too. It was a totally different taste. But I like those two.
Both Mindful Coffee, which I like.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Scott, I see. Happy birthday, motherfucker. Archer, what about you, man?
You know, I kind of have to agree. This last one we just tried, this one's fantastic. And it could be, you know, the higher percent, but I get a lot stronger flavor notes with this. You know, it gives me almost like a, you said plum, but like almost like a cherry licorice sweetness to it. Mm-hmm. I think this is fantastic.
Yeah, it's like that. You know how you guys were talking about that? We had shots of nitro coffee.
Yeah.
And that nougat, I couldn't figure out what it was, but obviously I saw it before, but that's what it was. But that nougat, if I could have that in a beer, tell you what. Then like a nutty nougatness.
Hey, but we could make that happen.
I am okay with that. But for the beers, we had a lighter version because I know the Keto's one was more of a lighter beer. And then you have the amber with the salt flats. And then we had two stouts. So, gentlemen, would you put your coffee into a darker beer or a slightly dark beer or a light beer? Who knows? It could be any. But was there a certain – is there one that you really are hell-bent on or do you guys
– Yeah, it's a good question. It's funny. It depends on the time of the year. I think I'd love to do a dark beer when it's kind of cold outside.
Yeah.
But, right now I'm kind of feeling the light beers because it's just getting hotter. So yeah, if we're experimenting this summer, I think I'd probably like to play around with some lighter beers.
Because Mindful's done Bewilder. We did a Kolsch, coffee Kolsch, coffee right?
And Cody's got it back on. So it'll, not on, excuse me, it's in the tank, but
so what,
we're going to have some coffee.
Coffee Kolsch. is in this year's version, this blend's version.
We have not decided yet. So, you know, we talked about Ethiopian earlier. I think I'm going to talk with...
Life all day, baby.
Tyler, what?
Life blend all life day. Blend.
I do like the life. That's life what's in good. The beer that we're talking about, the Ono. I'm a Life fan. I really love that blend, but I also have to say I like this beer because it's a High Point beer. I think you get a little bit more of that barrel age because it's been sitting around and just aging, like we know these kind of beers can do. But I think with that being said, that's one of the things that I try to bring to the table for Tyler and stand on board with Mindful and Urban Sailor is to make those introductions to the breweries, distilleries. Mm-hmm. I think we have a lot of paths that we've crossed since we've been working together, but you know, we still want to, you know, expand into more distillery. We've been playing with a few that haven't come to fruition, but you know, there's a lot of opportunity.
So that's a great, you're beating me to my question right now, Scott, but when you being a part of Urban Sailor Coffee, what does that mean to you personally and you as Mindful Coffee?
I think one of the things that we alluded to, and I think Tyler and both Archer is it's a community. And, you know, I think a Fisher beer, I mean, that's a community where we all go and drink beer, and Fisher opened up over 5 years ago and they're doing a great job. Shout out to Fisher. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, having this so close to my home as well, bringing clients over here or coming down here and grabbing a coffee or a pastry is great. And, you know, I've always wanted to have a coffee shop or a restaurant. And so now being a part of that, it's great to be able to, you know, be part of the team and see where we can go.
So Tyler, having Mindful Coffee, you get Scott Haley.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to have Scott Haley as a partner?
Oh, it's huge for me because I think I mentioned earlier, I've kind of been in the tech space for a lot of years. I've fantasized about owning a coffee shop or a bar or both for a long time. But, you know, I'm new to it and I'm new to the local Salt Lake community in terms of like the connections and things. So to have Scott, who has, you know, all these deep connections in the community, is enormous for me. And so I've been leaning a lot on him and his relationships to make those introductions and things like that. So
I like that a lot. Archer, a question for you. You're fairly new to the game. Do you mind me if I tell everyone your age?
Yeah, no.
So you're 22 years old.
22.
So you're, again, let me be very gentle with it, but you're a young pup.
Yeah.
If I could go back and have the experience you have had in 22 years of life, I would totally take it because you have the opportunity to take it wherever the hell you want to go. Yeah. So with that being said, the position you're in, owning a badass coffee shop with your father, which,
daddy issues,
where's my dad, right? But, you know, having that partnership with your brothers and your father, Scott Haley, in the greatest, one of my favorite communities of all time, craft coffee, and you have one of the coolest craft beer scenes, distilling scenes, fermentation scenes. What does that mean to you? Can you even fathom the fact that you're, like, you're blessed, you know, man?
You know, it's very surreal. You know, looking back a couple of years, I would never have pictured myself in this position, but consider myself so lucky to be here. And I would say what I think about that is just enormous opportunity. It's there's so much optimism and room for growth with what we're doing here, and I'm very excited to be along for the ride for, you know, the continuation of Urban Sailor and Mindful Coffee and seeing who else we meet along the way. And, you know, just building those bonds and stuff, being a part of that, that's the biggest blessing in my life. So,
you know, Archer, I really do. I mean this when I said this earlier, I think you have such a maturity that should be, you're awesome, man. Like you, I think you have the mindset of a 35-year-old. Like you are very mature. You're very set in your ways. You're very willing, open to growth, open for knowledge. And I love that. Don't stop doing that, my man. No. So with that being said, do you see yourself in this coffee industry for the rest of your life? I mean, you can do whatever you want, man.
If the coffee industry will have me, I would be more than happy to be there. But, you know, I think that there's also room to grow in other ventures as well. I find Beautiful. Myself to be an entrepreneur in many different fronts, if possible. And so just figuring out how I can improve upon different things in my life, I think that's going to be my path. And but, you know, continuing with the coffee industry, maybe going into, you know, into brewing as well, like, you know, talking with other people there. And just expanding my knowledge as far as it'll go.
Dude, the fact that you're wanting to expand your knowledge at a young age is awesome. You know, go try the wines. Go try all the vineyards. Yeah. You understand coffee. You understand a little bit of the cocktail making, and go try brewing. I mean, we have a bunch of brewer friends that you can come brew with me, man, if you want to.
Hey, yeah,
let's do it. Keep doing that, man. Learn as much as you can.
Yeah.
And then be smarter than your father. Be smarter than Scott and I. Really.
That won't be hard.
Stop. But Archer, what are some goals you have for Urban Sailor Coffee?
Well, I mean, short-term goals, we're looking to do our first full year of the coffee shop. That's going to be, you know, just seeing how far that takes us. Getting some Urban Sailor coffee inside the shop, that'd be great. Some Mindful Coffee as well. You know, we're looking at expanding the business as well. We're going further into, you know, different drinks that we're serving, as well as trying to keep it seasonal with, you know, something new every so often. We might be wanting to expand the brand into more spaces down the line in the future, looking more long term. You know, let's see if we can
franchise the south, the north.
We'll see which direction we go. But we've been dabbling around with that already, and you know, we're excited to, you know, make Urban Sailor Coffee explode.
Man, you're a professional and you hold yourself well, and I appreciate that, my man.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
What about you, as Archer? What's some personal goals you have for yourself?
Personal goals?
Take out coffee. You know, take out your dad.
Take out coffee.
Yeah.
Well, I...
One of his goals is to take out his dad.
Take out. No, none of that.
Kidding.
You know, I love staying close with family. You know, that's always going to be a lifelong goal of mine, is to, you know, keep ties close. And, you know, I want to travel more. That should be a goal for everyone, I think. And, you know, it doesn't have to be coffee. It doesn't have to be alcohol, but just keeping yourself learning, you know, keeping yourself going out there, experiencing everything you can. That's all I want. So,
Man, Archer, you know. Badass. I wish I was Archer when I grew up. Tell you what, Tyler, what's some goals you guys have for Urban Sailor Coffee in 2022?
Yeah, that's a good question. We achieved a lot of the goals we had this last year, which is exciting. So it makes me confident that we can achieve more. We do want to really nail the roasting. I would say if there's one goal we have for 2022, it's just to get the roasting really, really dialed in the way that we kind of want to roast for the Urban Sailor Coffee brand, and make sure that we've perfected and mastered everything we need to do to keep Mindful Coffee as every bit as good as Larry was doing for the last 5 years. And then, as Archer said, we are keeping our eyes open for, we feel like we really nailed the first location in Sugar House, and we want to do as well with the second location. And so we've got our eyes open for kind of the ideal second location. And if we could combine the roasting room with the second location, that would probably be a real win for us. We'd love to have kind of that, you know, microbrewery feel of seeing the roaster, all that kind of stuff.
In Utah County, what? I'll run that for you. Tyler, for personal goals in 2022, what goals do you have for yourself as a father, as a, you know, as an owner, as a person? Like, what do you want to do, man?
Yeah, no.
Take out coffee.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit related, just because one of the things that we thought of last year when it was kind of mid-pandemic, and we were kind of like daydreaming about what we'd like to do with our lives going forward. It was, hey, could we figure out a way to work more together as a family? And, you know, it's been amazing just the last year. We just actually celebrated our 1 year since we launched the motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my oldest son, that's Levi, great, and my two younger sons, Cannon and Burton, all four of the boys are working in the business, and we're doing events together. We're working in the coffee shop together, especially on the weekends. And so more of that for 2022 and 2023. Levi, my oldest son, is getting really gripped up. He was actually here today reading roasting books while he had time in between customers and stuff like that. So he's gripping up on roasting in a big way. And so I'm really excited about that.
That's really cool. So you're speaking about events. What events can we see Urban Sailor Coffee at and Mindful here soon?
Yeah, so far what we've booked out is we're going to be in the downtown farmers market this summer. That starts June 4th and goes all the way through like October 20th, I believe. So every Saturday we're going to be there, with the possible exception of the Saturday that the Kimball Arts Festival is going on, which I believe is the first week of August or the end of July. I can't remember, okay. But we're in the Kimball Arts Festival on Main Street in Park City. They were putting us right back where we were last year, right in Miners Park, right halfway up the Main Street. We were a big hit last year there, I guess. We'll also probably do the Avenue Street Fair and the 9th and 9th Street Fair, although we haven't heard from them yet.
Yet, keyword yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just early.
Scott Haley.
Yes, sir.
What does it mean to be a part of Urban Sailor Coffee?
I think, as Tyler and Archer just spoke, I mean, I love hearing the fact that we're going to be part of the farmer's market. I think we should definitely be able to do it that weekend. We should put the Mindful tent up and make it happen. Mm-hmm. So let's not miss a week, because, I mean, you know, you want your regulars there. And, I think we can make that happen. That was new to me. I didn't know that. But I think just the growth and the expansion of having an opportunity to have a second location, I think that was the other thing that Tyler mentioned to me when I asked him, because when I started kind of probing him, it was like, you know, would you want to start roasting your own beans, and would you want a roasting room? Because, you know, you think of a brewery, right? We hang out a lot, making beer, making coffee beer. It would be great to have that roaster room like Campos, years ago before they left us. But no, I think expansion of Mindful, keeping Mindful going, and just start seeing where we can take this. I mean, we already deliver probably to 20 different states on a regular basis for Mindful. We have a great subscription service all over the country.
Yep.
Locally, Park City, the mountains. So I just want to expand that and keep it going and keep growing Mindful with Urban Sailor.
Scott Haley, what do you want Mindful Coffee to be known for?
I think the number one thing that I've wanted us to be known for, which I've created in the last 2 years, is having beers made with our coffee, which I was very, very stoked to get Hopkins to step up. And Chad was the first. And then Keto's and Bewilder, and the list goes on and on. But I, as a beer lover, that was one thing I always wanted to do, was get some beers made with our coffee, because I'm a big coffee person. I drink coffee every morning. But I also just think that it's just a unique thing to individual. It's not for everybody. A lot of people are like, hey, they'll try it, but they're not going to drink a lot of it. And that's
fine. So it's beer. It's not for everyone.
Exactly.
Tyler, same question. I'm going to ask Archer too. So Archer, hopefully you're listening. What do you want Urban Sailor Coffee to be known for at the end of the day?
That's actually easy. I want to be known as like the highest quality that you can get. Like I don't want to be known as like, oh, there's another roaster in town, and you know, they're pretty good. I want it to be like, wow, these guys are from Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. This is like, tastes like some of the best coffee we've ever had. And that's actually, I don't really care to,
I like that,
make okay coffee.
Man, that's good. Archer, can you beat that? What do you want Urban Sailor Coffee be known for?
You know, we've heard it time and time again from people from across the state or across the nation, or even from, you know, across the world, that we make some of the best coffee in Utah. And I think continuing with that, you know, making sure that we stay with that level of quality, if not improve, that's our biggest goal. You know, we want to make sure that people walk into the shop and they have a quality experience from start to finish. And they leave feeling not only satisfied, but they feel eager to come back. So, you know, let's represent Salt Lake City really well and give people the best coffee they've ever had.
Damn, I think that's a good point. Damn. That I'll chime in, David, is the repeat customers, as we all know in the industry. You want them to come back. You want them to tell their friends or family, their neighbor. Yeah. You want them buying coffee, sharing with friends and family and neighbors. But I think, you know, being known for something that's high quality here in Salt Lake City with customer service as well is huge right now with what we're going through after the pandemic. And just
making sure
we keep
growing
that.
And I see the eye appeal you had for Urban Sailor. Like, it makes sense to me. Because when you told me Mindful got bought out, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, sure. I didn't understand no. it. Right. But now, you know, meeting Tyler a couple of days ago, and then Archer and Tyler here at the same time, and it's like, oh shit, I understand this now.
Yeah.
Like, it means way more. It's not just you following a pipe dream. There's a reality behind it, and I love this. I really love this. And you guys have a great space, by the way.
Thank you.
Tyler, where's your space located at for those who want to come visit it?
So we're facing Sugar House Park, and we're right kind of tucked between the Dodo restaurant on 21st South and the KFC A&W that's on the corner of 13th East and 21st South. So we're pretty easy to find. And we've got, I think, the best view of any restaurant or coffee bar or bar in Salt Lake. Like, we just lucked out. So you can come. We've got fast Wi-Fi, and you can sit at the coffee at the counter and stare at the mountains, and it's pretty sweet.
And what's the address for here?
1327 East, 2100 South.
That's simple.
Yeah, it's easy.
And look for the awesome logos and the coffee out loud.
Yeah, I won't say we've got the most parking, but you know what? Where there's a will, there's a way. Yeah.
There's street parking, though. I mean,
You can find it. You can find it. Yeah.
Name a place in Salt Lake that has great parking. Come on.
No kidding. Especially in Sugar House.
Right. Archer, what's something that Tastemasters can do for you to help you as Urban Sailor Coffee? What can we do to help you out?
Right now, what you guys are doing is helping us out so much. You know, just getting the name out there that we're serious about being in the coffee industry, and we're wanting just the highest quality for our customers. So, you know, you guys voicing that for us, that means the world.
And Tyler, same question for you. What can we do as Tastemasters? And are we going to see a Tastemasters blend?
Ooh, I would like that.
Yeah, all three of you said ooh at the same time. That means it has to happen.
Yeah,
well, sounds good already.
I'm not opposed to that. I like the t-shirt already, so I'm liking it.
And we could do Tastemasters.
This would look good on a bag.
I think it'd be great. Tastemasters blend.
Bro.
What did you say? Let's match the quality of the shirt.
Exactly.
The quality of the coffee.
I like that.
What? Scott Haley, what else can we do as Tastemasters to help you as Mindful Coffee and Urban Sailor Coffee to personify yourself?
You're doing it for us, David. I mean, we love having you part of the community and doing the podcast and having that event last week, celebrating you and over 100 episodes is amazing. And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing and keep introducing us to other folks as well as other. I mean, basically, you know, do, like you said earlier, collabs and partnerships.
Hey,
Boots, I think that's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
Find one of the female brewers. I mean, we've done a beer with Julia down in Strap Tank, but I mean, I would be open to doing another one, working with a new blend that we could bring to the table that's unique and different, and you know, bring in the community.
And even the collaborations like a Pride coffee blend.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That'd be sweet.
No brainer.
Yeah,
absolutely. Let's go, right? Yeah. I want to say, Scott Haley, happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
I think you finding Urban Sailor Coffee and introducing me to these gentlemen has been fantastic. Don't let that gas pedal off the floor. I mean, keep going, man. I think you're doing great things.
Thank you.
I think you are a huge attribute to this community. I really do. I think you're making a stab towards everyone. I think you're just combining everyone. You're combining. To me, you changed my outlook on coffee world to the beer world. Like you, because of you, I understand
that's great.
What coffee needs to be in beer, and certain beers, not all beer, but certain beers.
Absolutely.
And thank you for everything you do for me, man. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
And I fucking love you, dude.
Too.
Tyler, it's great meeting you. I think you are a handsome individual.
Oh.
You just because you're Canadian doesn't mean I don't like you any less. I think you have birthed two fantastic things. I've met one of your four sons.
Uh-huh.
I think he's a fantastic individual. Congratulations.
That means a lot.
And also, I think you've created a name for yourself that I want to push. And whatever I can do to help you put out Urban Sailor, I will do whatever I can because this is a fantastic spot. I'm not just saying this because you're on air and I'm going to kiss your ass. I think it's because it's legitimate. I think this is so beautiful. And the fact that you were saying that you want to chase quality and enhance this community, right there, I'm sold.
Thank you.
So thanks for taking the time out of your day to come and sit down with me. And thanks for coming out to the festival the other day. Archer, thanks for not coming to the festival the other day. God damn it.
Wow,
I'm just kidding.
All right, thanks, man.
No, but
next
Archer.
Year.
He would have been carted.
Yeah.
Archer, I do appreciate the fact that you are so, I can't say this enough, but you are so well held and you have been raised so correctly. And if I could have a son like you, I would be blessed. I think you have such great potential, and you are going to do whatever you want to do in this community or in your life. I think you have, dude, you're going to do whatever you want, man. So whatever it is, I support it 1,000%. And again, thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your professionalism, and thank you for your flow. I think you have great flow.
Hey.
So grow it longer.
Hey.
But gentlemen, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
No. Thank you guys for having me. Urban Sailor Coffee. UrbanSailorCoffee.com. Come in Sugar House. Come and visit. And this is the place to be. Tell them Tastemasters sent you. Yeah. Gentlemen, is there anything else we can say before we end today?
Just thank you so much.
Hey,
this has been
so
fantastic.
Thank you for the support.
No. Yeah, happy birthday, Scott.
Happy birthday, Scott.
Thank you.
Until the next coffee, my friends.
Right.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.
This has been another episode of The Tastemasters. You can find us on Instagram at the_Tastemasters, on Twitter at The Taste Masters and on Facebook as The Taste Masters. Like, share, subscribe, leave us a review, tell your friends, and thanks for listening.
Produced and recorded at Fuse Audio. Give them a follow at Fuse_audio.